Just a few years ago, the people of Mbuiru village were like the vast majority of Kenyans. They had no access to electricity. Without it, their dreams of opening businesses stagnated. Poverty ruled the area. Practical Action official John Capelon says Mbuiru's inhabitants basically had nothing, except a stream winding its way down the mountain past their settlement. The water flowed year-round. Capelon says this allowed the NGO to establish a micro-hydropower project at Mbuiru.
Micro-hydro is where you generate power up to 100 kilowatts, and you are using water in the small streams to generate electricity by turning a turbine. Then the turbine now converts power in the water, that is potential energy, into electrical energy.
Capelon says the project was built by the local community.
All the manual labor and a bit of skilled labor came from the community. So what Practical Action did was to provide technical support in terms of designing the system and also supervising the construction and also supplying the turbine and the generator.
The micro-hydro project works like this. Water is diverted from the stream through a canal into a large tank. Water released from the tank goes down a pipeline into a powerhouse. There, energy from the water turns a turbine. This drives a generator to produce electricity. Conventional hydroelectric plants cost tens of millions of dollars to build, but the micro-hydro project at Mbuiru cost less than $50,000.
It is not very cost-intensive because you are not putting up huge structures. You can even generate power for one household and then with very little cost.
The project doesn't directly electrify individual houses. Rather, says Capelon, it powers up a business center. There, the electricity charges batteries, similar to those used in cars. Each individual household owns one of these batteries.
You charge that battery for a number of hours, about 6 hours to 7 hours. The individual owner of the battery will take it home, and they can use it to light for a number of days, up to 4 to 5 days, before returning it back for charging.
Before Mbuiru got electricity, almost no young people in the area graduated from university or even high school.
We have seen with a number of years now, over 10 years, we've seen a number of graduates increasing. People are attributing this to the presence of electricity.
Power has also brought computers to Mbuiru. Farmers now access the internet to determine what crops to grow.
And then they can also produce products that are required in the market. They know exactly what is needed in the market.
Grain mills and refrigeration enterprises have opened in the village.
Some of these foodstuffs, they are perishable. So putting out deep freezers and fridges, refrigeration system, were very beneficial to the people who are producing perishable goods.
Having electricity has allowed villagers to enter the tobacco industry and other businesses.
They use the electricity for drying of the tobacco. Currently, they have opened a number of enterprises, small ones like welding, battery charging, hair salons, and mobile charging stations. They are attributing this benefit to the coming up of the electricity.
Capelon says the government of Kenya is so impressed with a Tungu Kabiri project that it wants to emulate it in other parts of the country. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.